It, okay, wait. What's the name of the St. Vincent song? Because I know it's like a playoff of Los Angeles.
Yeah, that's the one.
Is it just Los Angeles?
No, I'm just keeping myself from IDing the song before the song.
Oh, okay. Well, no, but you're IDing a potential song. Okay. Here, pick a hand. One of these is Charlie XCX, one of them is St. Vincent.
Okay.
And we'll save Jen Clover maybe for later.
Okay.
That one was St. Vincent.
All right, we're doing it.
All right, we're doing it.
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 Have a wonderful night, y'all.
Evening, wonderful people of Medford and the World Wide Web. This is Mellow Max, and this is highly recommended on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Tonight's a pretty normal show, really. If my playlist loads, otherwise it's going to be a very it's going to be a lot of talking without a playlist. Don't really have much of a playlist, to be honest. Gonna be a lot of winging it. I've seen more concerts these past 2 weeks than I have in probably the past year. So, you know, I'm not going to start off, but I'm definitely going to play some modern English later on in the show, which was just an amazing concert. I'll talk more about that later. Yeah, very happy to be back in the station. It's been the longest week, and I'm just looking forward to kicking back, listening to some highly recommended tunes, and enjoying all of them with all you people out there. Here's a song that I think really, in some ways, sums up this kicker of a week. I don't think the aux cord is working, but I will try again now. Let's see. Ah! Ooh, there we go. Alright.
Well, I heard they cast Jay Castro. I heard they cut off everything he had. What a dirty low-down thing to do, to mess him up like that. They dumped him in the jungle, in the land of the sugar cane. Ever since the day they fiddled around, said it ain't never been the same. I say, ooh-la. I say, ooh-la. Say, ooh-la. Well, I heard they cast Jay Castro, because he was the people's friend. They told him once and they told him twice, said I ain't gonna tell you again. They put a bit of pressure on him, that's when he told him what they could do. So the word came down from the noise and town, set up a jungle rendezvous. I said, ooh-la. I said, ooh-la. We said, ooh-la.
Spanish Sea, our homeland far behind us. been hired by the king's navy, but sure he'd never find us. Pull away, me lads, of the Cardiff Rose, and hoist the Jolly Roger. Caribbean, for thoughts of what it might have been, destroys a human being. But thoughts about the Spaniard's goal and learning to desire it can make a man so brash and bold, he'll soon become a pirate. So dear, as the happy day I first became a scurvy buccaneer.
You know, oh no, the mic's doing the, there's a problem with the mic cord. It needs to, there we go. You guys don't hear it, but, every once in a while, the left channel cuts out. So I need to jiggle the wire a little. So, that was just Roger McGuinn with, Jolly Roger off of his album Cardiff Rose. And before that, Nick Lowe with Nutted by Reality, which is what this week did to me. yeah. So, you know, I had something really, really just wonderful to say, and, just no clue right now. But, you know, I realized that, I've been using a lot less vinyl this year. I don't know if you guys realized, but I just haven't had the time. But let's see. I think I'm going to put on two songs now. And when I come back, I'll be back with some vinyl records. So, without further ado, the Bonzo Dog Band.
Just done. with termination.
Well, so as I said before, that was, previously we had Fad Gadget with Saturday Night Special. You know, that song was just like, just so weird that, I felt the need to share it. And, before that, the, Bonzo Dog Band with I'm the Urban Spaceman. And coming up now, we've got on vinyl, some Nektar. So let's get her spinning.
Thank you. not an elephant. It's very hard to catch. Elephants are extremely fond of oranges, of which they consume an enormous quantity.
lighthouse is never dull. Life in the glad house is never dull. Life in the glad house is never dull.
Thanks very much. Wow. Well, that was really interesting. That was Modern English. Their song Life in the Glad House. And that was, let's grab this disc. This album is a special concert album. It's a radio concert from 1986, so that's what, 31 years ago? I saw Modern English in concert on Monday, and to be completely honest, when they played Life in the Glad House, it sounded better than that. They sounded really good, and, let's see, they released an album this year, and it was their first studio album in over 30 years. This is one of their first tours in a very long time as well, and I think that all of the fans there were just, like, really, really excited to be hearing them live again. I'm assuming for some of them it was again. But yeah, really, really special concert, and honestly sounded better than that concert that they had in 1986. So there's something to say about that. They've still got it. They sound amazing. Coming up next, I'm going to play another two songs by Modern English. Coming up next is a song from their sophomore album. And after that, a song from their new album, both of which they played at the show, both of which were amazing. And they're very nice guys. They look like a bunch of dads just up on stage, very happy to be there. And you know what? New wave is such an interesting genre. It's really, because it came from, sort of like punk, and after punk they were like, what are we gonna do with music now? And when you're listening to new wave, you can definitely see some of the punk influences, because it's kind of minimalist and raw and gritty. But whereas punk really was those things, new wave kind of makes it prettier, more melodic, and I'm not going to say that that's a bad thing. So coming up next, some more Modern English.
We'll be right back.
Wow. Yeah, they still got it. No doubt about it. Such a good concert. And it was a really small venue, right here in Somerville.
Just really, really well done. Nobody was dancing. At one point, they told the people in the audience, "Hey, you guys, please move. Don't just stare at us." So yeah, that was their song Trees off of their new album Take Me to the Trees. And now, on a related note, a PSA message. Help your child discover the magic of nature and create memories that will last a lifetime. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest or park near you, and discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping. Visit discovertheforest.org. Doesn't that sound like an alternative name for that record? Take Me to the Trees, Discover the Forest. Pretty sure it's the same. It is November, and... oh, and the song before that was After the Snow off of their sophomore album, After the Snow. Now, it is November, which means it is our, and by our, I mean WMFO's, donation drive. So, if you would like to donate, go to WMFO.org. And, let's see. There is, right there at the top, there's a button that says donate. You click on that, and there's a cute little form. And if you donate money, you can get some rewards. We got some nice new swag coming in. We had a whole contest to decide what's going to be on that new swag. And it should be pretty cool. We voted on it ourselves, so it better be cool. Now that that's out of the way. Oh, goodness. 15 minutes of... and I didn't talk about the new King Gizzard album. Today, at 6 p.m., 9 a.m. in Melbourne, the new King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard album was dropped. It goes by the name of Polygon Wonderland. Polygon Wonderland? Hang on, let's see if I can... Polygon Wonderland. There we go. Pretty cool album. I think that the it's their fourth album of the year. It's crazy, and they've confirmed the fifth. It's gonna be released around Christmas time, and this album is completely free. Their website actually went down. They said that they were gonna post it on there, and it just crashed. I think everybody just kind of overloaded the servers, but it went up on their Bandcamp, and it is completely free. They are encouraging fans to burn CDs, sell CDs, to press vinyl, sell vinyl. There's like half a dozen different independent labels pressing this album and selling it. And the whole online community is like, which ones do we buy? Which ones do we buy? Not which one, because any fan's gonna end up with like at least two or three different copies of it. I've already pre-ordered one, and I feel like the more I listen to this album, the more I'm gonna want to just keep ordering them, because it's pretty dope. So let's see. You know, the third song it's a pretty good song. I mean, they're all really good. So definitely check out the album. I'm only going to play one song off the album, unless I'm really inspired, but it looks like it's just going to be one. So here is King Gizzard and the Lizard, Polygon Wonderland.
Immortal, but our vessel was invulnerable. It was well built.
You know what? I just can't help myself. I'm gonna play another song. And you know what? If the next show doesn't come in again, I'm gonna play another one after that too, because this album's so good. And then we'll get back to new wave and other important things. But coming up next is Polygon Wanaland off the album Polygon Wanaland.
Fade away, radiate.